April 8, 1918. Difference between living united with Jesus and living in the divine will. Returning to the point about living in the divine will, I had been told that it was like living in the state of union with God. And my always lovable Jesus, on coming, told me, "My daughter, there is a great difference between living united with me and living in my will." And as he was saying this, he stretched his arms toward me and told me, "Come into my will, even for one instant, and you will see the great difference." I found myself in Jesus. My little atom was swimming in the eternal volition. And since this eternal volition is one single act, which contains all acts together, past, present, and future, I, being in the eternal volition, took part in that single act which contains all acts, as much as it is possible for a creature. I took part also in the acts which do not exist and which must yet exist until the end of the centuries and until God will be God. And for these two, I loved him, I thanked him, I blessed him. There was not one act that would escape me, and I would now take the love of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I would make it my own, just as their will was my own, and I would give it to them as mine. How content I was to be able to give them their own love as mine. And how they found their full contentment and complete outpouring in receiving from me their own love as mine. But who can say everything? I lack the words. Now, Blessed Jesus told me, "Have you seen what it is to live in my will? It is to disappear. It is to enter the sphere of eternity. It is to penetrate into the all-seeingness of the Eternal One, into the uncreated mind, and to take part in everything, as much as it is possible for a creature. And in each divine act, it is to enjoy the use, even while being on earth, of all the divine qualities. It is to hate evil in a divine way. It is extending oneself to everyone without exhaustion, because the will that animates this creature is divine. It is the sanctity not yet known, which I will make known, and which will place the last ornament, the most beautiful, the most refulgent, among all other sanctities, and will be crown and fulfillment of all other sanctities. Now, to live united with me is not to disappear. Two beings can be seen together, and one who does not disappear cannot enter the sphere of eternity to take part in all the divine acts. Ponder well, and you will see the great difference.